Last time on Dragon Ball Z, Dom and Black teamed up together to give you, the fans, one of the greatest rap collaborations in history. Its name was Ultra Instinct. And now, the epic duo is back together yet again to bring you guys yet another rap collaboration. And this time, they didn't come alone.
I am Broly on another level. I bury sands, but without a shovel. Leave them red like a Shirley Temple. Put a Kai blast straight to your temple. Since you've been, I never let you. You've been defeated, so you must accept it. Got a gun, but I call it Galax. Super Sandbacker from another planet. Full of pride, so do not approach me. You're equivalent to Yajirobe. I'm equivalent to Master Roshi. I taught you everything you know you owe me. We ain't having it, Rhea Javelin. Destroying planets, I am not a traveler. Bojack, did you learn your lesson? You came to Earth, then you got rejected. Yeah, took down Frieza, I won't miss him. Send Pan out of Maine, talking about a kitchen. Wipe all y'all off Earth, no tissue. Broly's back, so you know that's an issue. Looking for a girl like Kale and Khalifa. That'll kick you off Earth, no FIFA. M's on me like Majin Vegeta. Send you right back to hell with Deborah.
They're saying blood flowing through my veins.
Young Becker,
the heart virus is bringing all its pain. Fighting me will leave your ass buried. In my scatteries, you are not scary. No relation to Bulma, I'm keeping this brief because I'm training Goku. Yeah, they calling me
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just like Krillin, you know I'm a boss.
I am the strongest and I am the greatest. Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Earth Mac, the mad scientist.
And your girl, Detroit Blue.
What up? Now, is this hype enough for you, Detroit Blue?
That was better. Yesterday was, I don't know. Like, I need you to run the tape back and listen to yourself.
Still gonna throw me shade, boy. Ever and consistently.
Have you met me?
Yes. Several times, unfortunately.
I'm consistent, right?
And your shadiness. Yes. Yes. You are consistently shady. I don't understand.
Call it what you want. I'm consistent.
Ah, man.
That's all I heard was that you just admitted, yes, I'm consistent.
Yeah, but that's all you heard, though. You ain't heard anything else. You just...
What else matters?
You ain't heard the shady part or anything.
What other part matters?
All of it. The whole thing matters. The whole thing matters.
No.
Oh my God. Good morning, everybody. This is.
Good morning. I don't like it.
This is the Orange Phoenix Morning Show. TGIF. It is.
Although Family Matters is not coming on tonight. But shout out to TGIF.
Yeah. TGIF is not coming on. You know, that's back in the 90s. But, you know, still, you know, coined the phrase TGIF. Thank God it is Friday. You know what I'm saying? But I can't believe you just could like consistently shady, man. Why?
Why is that a surprise?
Man, I don't know. Because every day I wake up, I'll be like, you know what? Detroit Blue are going to be different today. Oh, and you disappoint me.
What? Why do I disappoint you? Do you think I'm going to be different? Why would you not expect more of the same?
One, you know, it could be a time of day, you know, Mercury could be in retrograde or something like that. You know, the planets may be aligned a certain way. And Detroit may be a different Detroit today.
No.
But it's never going to happen.
No. Good morning, Kenny G. And good morning, Matt J. I see you guys are listening live.
Oh, my God, man. Yes, welcome to the Orange Fence Morning Show once again. Where we do all things geekdom and shady and all things debauchery. That's what we do. That is what we do at the same time.
And also today, I am very, very excited because Cruella is out today.
Wait a minute, for real?
Yeah.
Wow, wait. Oh, wait, hold up. Before I get all excited and stuff, because that trailer do look interesting and I'm going to watch it. Is it one of them Disney Plus situations where you got to pay extra? Yeah, fuck that.
I think that this is the one that's going to finally break me, and I'm going to probably go to the theater this weekend to go see it.
Oh, speaking of theaters, maybe that's why there's a sudden increase in AMC stock today. Right now, it's at, I think it's at $33 per share, whereas back when it was only $10. And yeah, so some people are actually on the come up. Currently, it's at $33.50.
Yes.
And climbing.
Yeah.
So y'all might want to jump on that. Y'all might want to hop on that like ASAP. And because
I did get into AMC, so I figure a couple of the dollars that I have made because I bought low, I'll take a couple of those dollars and actually go to the theater. The funny part is I'm not going to go to an AMC theater.
Okay, so I'm hoping, right? I'm hoping that it would jump to 40 or 45. If it gets to that point of 45, then what I probably do, I probably will sell it at that point and then reinvest it in some other businesses, some other black businesses and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and turn a coin that way.
Yeah, always got a point. If I take mine out, like whatever I take out, even if it's just a couple dollars to go to the movies, the movie theater that I would go to is actually like a Michigan-based company. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'd be spending my money locally.
See, there you go, investments and such. You got to surround yourself by investment type friends, because I think most of our family here is like investors, and you know, want to have multiple streams of income, not just one thing. Because I think in today's society, it's not like you have to have multiple streams of income, but it is highly encouraged. Highly encouraged. So whether you're an investor, whether you're doing other things for your businesses, which we thoroughly support, by the way, you know, we wish you all the success. Yeah, thoroughly support. Sometimes throw shade like Detroit Blue, but you know, it's whatever.
But yeah, instead of spending $30 and sitting in the house, it doesn't cost me $30 to buy a movie ticket, especially because I'm probably gonna take my own little raisinette, and all I gotta do is buy like a $4 thing of popcorn and go and watch Cruella. So for like less than $20, I can go and see it in the movie theater. But it's gonna cost me $30 to watch it at home, and you know, Deuce is home, and he ain't watching Cruella.
No,
so it's just gonna be for me.
Yeah, he's not watching Cruella.
He's not watching Cruella.
I'm interested. Honestly, I am interested. Matt J said Cinemark Rewards give you a free ticket for each month. Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's different. Okay.
See, so now you already thinking about getting Cinemark Rewards. I hear it in your voice.
Well, okay. Now, is that in conjunction with Regal Cinemas? Because that's what we have here.
Is that the only theater y'all have there?
Nope, we got Regal, and there is an AMC movie theater. Further in the city, like on the other side of Columbia, so you have to go like I think like Broad River side, San Andrew side to go to AMC. There's other movie theaters. There's actually is a black owned movie theater called Spotlight Cinemas. I'm not sure how it is now considering the pandemic from last year, but most times Meal 38 says it's two Regal and AMC and a Spotlight. So yes, we have at least four. We have at least four movie theaters. One of them in the mall, one of them in the outlets.
I'm trying to get clarity because it looks like Cineworld are the owners of Regal, but I can't see if that applies to Cinemark.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure if Regal's open again at Sand Hills, because I've been there 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago or so, and that parking lot was straight up empty. It was a barren wasteland, tumbleweeds and such. So, Cinemark got that reclining seat. Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is for the seats here at the theater. I'll probably go to the Imagine. They're reclining seats, I think, through the whole theater. And then if you sit, instead of the front rows where nobody used to sit, they took those out and now there's couches.
Mm-hmm.
And so you buy two tickets. Like, you, if you get a couch, it's for two people. So you can sit on the couch in the front row.
Huh. That's interesting. I know in Vegas, we had this place called the Cannery. And you just go to the Cannery. They got reclining leather seats. You can get a beer, whatever you want. Just chill back and just watch the movie. It is an awesome experience. So whenever you guys go to Vegas, try to make your way to the Cannery. Always, always a fun experience. No matter what movie you're going to see. It can be a trash movie. It's just the fact that you're leaning back with a beer in your hand and, you know, some Cracker Jacks if you eat those. You know, some fruit snacks, which is my specialty. You can just chill back and watch the movie. Last time I've been to the Cannery, I watched Tomb Raider. Not so, the Angelina Jolie, but the remake.
That's basically what you watched. But I'm also laughing because apparently I was looking at the website for the Imagine Theater here in Michigan, and they are having a free Fast Friday where they are running the... you get to watch the Fast and the Furious movies leading up to the release of Fast 9.
Wow.
So they started April 30th, so this has been going on for a month. And the tickets are free, first come, first serve. You come at, the movies are supposed to start at 6:45, and you can watch all of the Fast and Furious movies.
I would be down for that, actually.
Yeah, but they were doing it on Fridays, so they had to start it back April 30th because the movie's supposed to come out June 18th. Or June 25th or whatever. So yeah.
See, this is the time at this point. I think I might hold out with AMC until after Fast 9 drops. Because it's already making waves before it even comes to the US. Like they're making millions already.
But let me also remind you, Black Widow's coming out in July.
See? But I don't know, man. I don't know if Black Widow gonna have as much impact as Fast 9 because Disney, you know, was a little greedy, a lot greedy. Because we're not gonna drop it on Disney Plus. We're gonna give you these other movies, but you're gonna pay extra for. We're gonna wait another year before we drop Black Widow, even though we know Black Widow is dead.
So you wanna pretend like screenings aren't gonna sell out in advance?
I mean, I'm gonna watch it. I'm just saying, I'm just pissed about it. That's all.
I know, but that don't mess up your money because you're mad.
I ain't gonna mess up my money now. One thing I would not do is fumble the bag.
That's what I'm saying. Like, regardless of you being mad, like you can't not put respect on Marvel.
Right. See, I could be mad with the bankroll.
You know a Marvel movie is gonna come out. I feel like you at least gotta sit and wait until at least the summer Marvel movie comes out.
Oh yeah, of course. Now I can be mad with a bankroll. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's cool. I'm good with
Kenny
that.
Kenny G says that it is National Burger Day today.
Oh, so go get your burgers, whether it's turkey, whether it's veggie. Better get a fish burger, you know. Or get your good old fashioned hamburger.
A fish burger.
A fish burger. I mean, in your case. In your case, you know, you don't eat all the other stuff. The other meat.
You know, usually most people go with like a salmon burger, not just like generic, like any fish that you can find.
Yeah, just any fish, man. Like, speaking of fish now.
Who done it? Oh, look. Are we talking about this fried fish market again?
Man, listen, Clifton's Fish Market is a gem. It's a gem. That's all I can say. I'm not going today, all right? But, I talked to Queen and she's like, I don't like fish bones. And I'm like, listen to me. Listen to me carefully. You will need spot in your life. Spot is a type of fish. You definitely need this fish. This thing is so seasoned, so dang good. You can get the bones out of it. It ain't nothing. Just put it in some bread. It's a wrap. I'm telling you right now, you are missing out if you don't eat spot or some brim. I'm telling you. Spot especially. Good God, down south fish frying is a must. Thank you, Matt J. You know, Maxwell 3278 knows as well. I think he's calling in, Ashley. Oh no, maybe it was a mistake. But yeah, we know that down south fish fry, man, is nothing like it. You thought you had tilapia and whiting. Nah, that's the other fish. Eat some fish with some bones in it. That's no, where it at. That's where
I'm
that.
With her. It's just too much of a pain.
It's not, Ashley. It's really not. It's really not. Honestly. Because.
Hold on. Fish fry batter. You talking about battered fish fry?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Maxwell. Like, so we not talking about.
Cornmeal?
Yeah. We not talking about cornmeal. We talking about battered.
Batter, cornmeal, whatever you get your hands on. We use cornmeal in hot grease.
Yeah, I'm a cornmeal kind of girl. I don't like batter. Not for real.
Use that cornmeal and hot grease thing. So I'm gonna give you a method here, right? So I got like six spot like day before yesterday. I ate three day before yesterday and three like yesterday. All you need is a fork. And honestly, when you dig in there, the spine literally comes out. Like, that's it. And the rest of it is meat. The rest of it is meat. It ain't hard to get bones out. It's all on the spine and you just take it out. That's it.
All I hear is you trying to explain that it's okay to eat fish with bones in it.
Yeah, man. Listen, I will go to so much extreme when Queen comes back down here to give some bone fish. I will take the bones out of this joint. And she got to taste this goodness. She got to. It's just, she's doing herself a disservice. As much as a foodie as she is and I am, and I know you are too, as well as the geek, you are doing yourself a disservice. We are not overselling this fish with bones in it. We are not overselling this. Listen to your down south brethren and your sister. We know. Ask anybody. I'm preaching.
You preaching?
Hey, man, look, this is the gospel. This is the gospel of fried fish.
Something is wrong.
Good news. See, Matt J said you might fry some fish this weekend. Speaking of this weekend, man, did you see the prices for Memorial Day weekend for Myrtle Beach?
I know that I saw the prices of gas yesterday.
Gas don't compare to the hotel.
I'm going to be in the house. I'm going to be in the house all day.
What is the price of gas right now?
$3.10.
Okay. All right. I think I'm still looking at like $2 and some change down here. I think. I haven't gotten gas in a minute. But it don't need to get in right now. So someone put up an Airbnb, and it's not just one, for Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for this weekend, for $7,000 a day. A day. Hotels at like $300 to $400 a day. That is what's happening right now. We talking $6,000 to $7,000. We talking thousands. Thousands of dollars you're gonna spend just for Friday through Sunday for bite week for Myrtle Beach. I don't think so. We ain't doing it. Pineapples, I don't like it.
Jumanji, you're not doing it.
Nah, we ain't doing it. No. Well, like for me, I've been to bite weekend like one time, and that's all I needed. That's all I needed, just one time. I just wanted to experience it, and that was it.
But it's supply and demand. So if you hurry up and get it, like people that, you know, look to book early. So people that may have, you know, tried to go ahead and book something back in January, they probably got a decent, maybe, you know, increase because it was a holiday weekend, but they probably got a decent rate. But those people that have probably waited until the week before or days before.
Right.
Yeah, now folks that are like, I still got a spot available. Then I'm taxing you.
That's true. But okay,
and
so
you
check
need a place, so you're gonna pay it.
So there's a little bit of history between like Myrtle Beach Bite Weeks. So there's Harley Bite Week, which I think is the weekend before Memorial Day. And then there's Bite Week, where people go to Atlantic Beach, where that's mostly of the African American variety. So Matt J also says, "Bite Week, you got to book a year in advance." That's also true as well. Yeah. People from all over go.
I don't think the Airbnb lets you book a year in advance. I think they let you go like 9-10 months in advance.
Yeah.
But basically, for Airbnbs, like as soon as you can, you need to be trying to book, especially for like Bike Week.
Yeah. So So a lot of people are speculating that Myrtle Beach are jacking up these prices because they don't want this influx of African Americans, bikers, coming in, and that deterred them from actually paying, because there was a lot of rules put out there. Because back in the day, in the 90s, Bike Week was raunchy. Like, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. People were sexing in the alleyways in public.
Yeah. My brother would go all the time.
See, you know. Yeah. Like, my first experience, I went there, and I saw one of my homeboys from Upward Bound from, like, maybe, like, 5 years prior. And he was just walking on the street. He just hopped in the car with me. He's like, hey, man, get in the car. And we literally saw someone driving the Escalade. This chick got out the Escalade, got on top of the Escalade, got down on her knees and start twerking on top of the car. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, this random drunk dude runs on the street, and you know how the foot rails on the side of the truck? He literally was hanging on that, and he fell in the middle of the street because the car took off. And so literally anybody that was on Ocean Boulevard kind of like just ran in the middle of the street, pointed at this man and laughed at him for rolling in the street for being a dumbass. That was the first 5 minutes of me being there.
Yeah, these are all very believable things that happen during Bike Week.
Yes. And also, if your significant other decides to go to Bike Week, she's gone forever. It's a wrap. You might as well call it a day.
With these things.
Ma'am, I will tell you right now, again, my experience of being there. I've seen so much scandal go on. That is ridiculous. Males included. If you're going, you better go with your significant other. That's a damn sure.
But folks say that, and they'll be like, if your girl go to Miami during Memorial Day weekend, she gone. Like, what?
Hey,
getting married.
Listen, I didn't write the rules. I didn't write them.
No, y'all just follow. So I think it's funny that y'all follow these ridiculous rules, but like, if a girl says something like, it's not manly to order a fruity drink, then y'all be upset.
Well, me personally, I don't give a damn. If I like to drink, I'm a drinker. That's just me. However, I do like my rum. So my rum and my Jack.
I saw Kraken at Kroger yesterday and I laughed.
Did you now? Did you get it?
No, of course not. Oh God, no.
Okay.
Oh God, no. I make better life decisions than that. No.
I'm just saying, man. You know, it's the weekend. Live it up.
No. I bought some Irish whiskey and some bourbon.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. So, like, so retracting back to like Bike Weekend here. Through experience,
we do actually have to do news.
I know we got the news. We got this. So, through my experiences, yes, I have seen these things happen almost 95% of the time. So, through my experiences with that saying, I have no choice but to believe it, considering what I have seen and who I have seen. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, all right, true. I went there one time and I was like, okay, I'm good with it. And that's it. But nah, not my cup of tea. But anyway, we do have news. Detroit Blue is absolutely, positively right. We got some news right here. You like the NBA Jam, play RMX by Ruka Netsu.
What is happening?
Oh man, this is some Teen Titans Go news. While the first trailer for Space Jam, a new legacy, promised a crossover of Warner Brothers property spanning from Looney Tunes to Game of Thrones, Cartoon Network is plotting its own Space Jam mashup focused on one of its flagship series. The network announced on Thursday that it will be celebrating Father's Day with the broadcast of a new crossover movie, Teen Titans Go See Space Jam. The special will air on June 20th with a digital release following on July 27th. Teen Titans Go See Space Jam is structured as a special in which the superhero team watches and provides commentary on the original 1996 Space Jam. The plot begins with Cyborg organizing a screening of the Michael Jordan vehicle at Titans Tower. The event is crashed by the Nerdlucks, the film Alien Antagonist, who stole the athletic talent of the NBA players in an effort to win the servitude of the Looney Tunes in a game of basketball. The Titans challenged the Nerdlucks to absorb their superpowers, leading the aliens to gain their abilities and their personality traits. On an official preview release by Cartoon Network shows the Nerdlucks transforming into their Teen Titan doppelgangers. After all but one of the aliens gains new abilities, the clip culminates in a joke on Robin's lack of superpowers. I'ma watch that. Sorry. I'ma watch
you
that.
Just wanna see them have a new way to clown Robin.
Look. Okay, so I said this before. When Teen Titans Go first came out some years ago, I literally crapped on this movie. I crapped on this movie. On the series rather. Because I liked the original Teen Titans. But then I watched Teen Titans Go, and I was entertained every single time. Every single time. Again, one of my favorite scenes is where Robin was going to get his driver's license, and his driver's instructor was a bank robber or something like that. Mm-hmm. And while he was in the bank doing his thing, Robin was listening to music jamming in the car. And it's a nice beat, too, and I got to find that. I got to find that beat. I got to play it for the show. It is definitely a gem. Definitely a gem. So also in other news, we got some Sonic the Hedgehog stuff. Now
you don't have a song for that?
Oh, what now?
You don't have a song for that?
Unfortunately, I do not have a song for that.
Aww.
And it's the anniversary of Sonic. I'm saddened by this. Now, see, that's what I mean. That's what I mean, Detroit. It never changes. Never changed. You had to bring it up.
So, you gave the I feel like you went and found the special NBA Jam-esque song to talk about Space Jam as Teen Titans Go. So I was waiting.
So with the Space Jam, with the NBA Jam song, this is by Rukunetsu, one of our music guys that allowed us to actually play the music on the morning shows. I've been had this song, honestly. I always had this song in my arsenal. I just never played it. And I was like, dang, this is the perfect time to play this song considering the fact that it's Space Jam and Teen Titans Go. Cool. Don't have a Sonic one yet. But you know what? I would talk to Blue Rhythms or Rukunetsu or Jeezy Doozy Easy or, Baker the Legend or Blue, or Natsu Fuji. Maybe I should talk to them and say, hey, do you got some Sonic beats? Because we can drop some. Yeah, we can drop some knowledge out there for the masses out there. But speaking of Sega, Sega Sonic Team has announced that it's working a new game for the 2022 release. That game formally doesn't have a title right now, but trailer files and hastily altered press release suggest that it could be called Sonic Rangers. After yesterday's Sonic Central stream reveal, the mysterious new game, Twitter uses PT Kickass dug into the metadata for the trailer, which appeared to reference to the game of Sonic Rangers. The Rangers game gained more credibility when Eurogamer pointed out that a press release for the Sonic Central stream also makes brief mention of a game called Sonic Rangers, which of course was never addressed by name in the stream itself. According to IGN, also received that release, which begins the summary reading announcing new console experiences, Sonic Colors Ultimate and Sonic Rangers. Further details on Netflix's Sonic Prime, mobile news, musical events, and much more. Online versions of that release have since been updated to remove the reference to Sonic Rangers. Since that name began circling, rumors have spread saying that online leaks connect the Sonic Rangers name to an in-development Sonic open world game, but those details can't be confirmed at the time of writing. Gotta love that Sonic. And you know what? I did see a Sonic stream late last night. L. Bixby. And BXBY, if I'm not mistaken. Shout out to her. She's a fellow retro gamer in the Twitch stream. I would tell you right now, one of the best Twitch channels to watch is a retro channel, which I am a part of, because it has variety of retro games. Some games you may never heard of from PS1, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Dreamcast, Days, and anything that tickles your fancy, that's what it is. Yesterday, I finished out Gear Fighter Dendo, which is a Japanese game that never made it to the US for PlayStation 1. And I found it and I played it. And it's in Japanese, of course. So I had to skip across the cutscenes. But the game itself is pretty dope. Pretty dope. And I think I understand where they got the idea of the anime Godanner, which is a mecha. And because some of the movesets or whatever from Gear Fighter Dendo is actually a mecha beat-em-up anime style, and it has some of the same movesets as Godanner. So maybe that's where that idea actually came from. So you a Sonic player, right, Detroit Blue?
I absolutely did play Sonic 1 and Sonic 2. And I also found it amusing because I realized there were little kids that were starting to get very, very into Sonic. And I think that's adorable.
It is. Now, I will
study Sonic and all of Sonic's friends.
You know what I've thought about and I'm thinking about doing a Sonic trilogy stream where I play Sonic 1, Sonic 2, and Sonic 3 all on one stream. And possibly Sonic and Knuckles. I might do that stream. Like just a whole Sonic day. Now it won't take me all day to beat all those games, honestly. But I might do that. That's Sonic 1, 2, 3, and ended with Sonic and Knuckles. Sonic and Knuckles was definitely fire, man. I mean, anytime that a new character is introduced, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to use this new character. Like Mega Man, the Mega Man X series. You couldn't wait to use Zero. The minute you had Zero, yeah. All right, Mega Man, go chill out over here. I'm going to use this... this cyborg with the laser sword. Speaking of Mega Man, Detroit Blue, I do have a gem.
What's that?
I do have the Mega Man cartoon series under my television set right now. I do. I forgot I had it, but I do have that. Those of us that do remember Mega Man, the cartoon series, the voice of Goku, the ocean dub Goku. You remember when Dragon Ball Z was first introduced to us? And they had that Rock the Dragon rock music playing whenever they had played the intro. The original voice of Goku. Yes. He is the voice of Mega Man in the Mega Man cartoon series. And I have that. I have that, Pirates of Dark Water, and Life with Louie. Which I still haven't opened.
And Life with Louie?
Yes, I have Life with Louie. I have that. Would you like to borrow it, Detroit Blue? You've been so good to me when it comes to stuff.
I feel like this is a tease. I feel like this is not gonna happen.
This is not a tease. I will gladly let you borrow it.
I feel like this is a tease. I feel like it's a setup.
It is not. I promise you.
I feel like
it
says Life of Louie, but it's actually gonna be like Tombstone.
Oh, you mean I'm gonna be so petty to the point I'm gonna just get blank DVDs and put stuff on there and put Life with Louie on there, and as soon as you pop it in, Tombstone automatically play.
Yes. Or put like a different label on it. Anything can happen.
As genius as that is, I don't have that kind of time. If I had the time, I would do that.
You technically have the time. You're not here.
People will stop me, okay? Like Queen will stop me. It's like, don't do that. Why are you this way? She'll tell me things. She would really chest that. She's like, why are you this way? I don't know. I can't help myself. And I would, to be honest with you, Detroit, I wasn't even thinking about that, but you sometimes give me the idea of being petty without even realizing. I literally have Life with Louie. When we finish the show this morning, I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you. Because I think it's still in plastic. I don't think I actually took the plastic off yet.
Why did you not open it?
I don't know. I still had Area 88, which is an anime, by the way. And it was still wrapped in plastic. And, okay.
You just be going and buying stuff.
Yeah, because, okay, Ichiban Con, which is in North Carolina, Concord, they usually have it every January. And usually, you know, I also do my press and everything else with my fellow co-Geek Corner members and, you know, booking voice actors and stuff. But during which time, usually on Sunday, I usually go to the vendors and I look for DVDs that I cannot find on Funimation or Crunchyroll or YouTube or Netflix or Hulu. If it's not on any of those platforms, I will get that DVD set. And Area 88 is definitely one of them. And at the time, I don't think Life with Louis is on YouTube, so I bought Life with Louis as well as Pirates of Dark Water. So, yeah, I just didn't have a chance to actually take the plastic off. And I mean, it just has some type of value or whatever, but I just want to make sure it's in my possession. So when I feel that nostalgic feeling, I can say, hey, I'm going to watch Life with Louis today. Or Mega
Man. I watched Two Frame Roger Rabbit yesterday.
See? There you go. There you go. I even got Fantastic Four, the 90s cartoon.
I also had to briefly be concerned about Maxwell 3278's mental health last night.
Why? How?
Because he was being a bit ridiculous, and so I had to be concerned to make sure that he was okay.
Oh, he says you are lying.
No, I'm not. And he knows I have evidence. He knows. Uh-huh. He knows that I have proof of the fact that he was being ridiculous.
I mean, aren't we all ridiculous?
So I was trying to enjoy watching the devastating moment in which Roger realized that his beautiful wife Jessica was playing mm-hmm. patty cake with RK Maroon.
Mm, the betrayal.
And then, you know, I suddenly was like getting, you know, these messages about Maxwell. And I had to be concerned. I had to be a concerned fan.
I just read the message. Say, I took a girlfriend's hoop ring earrings and put my chains on and pretend to be Mr. T. Come here, woman.
So imagine that you were just trying to get, you know, your workout on, you watching a little throwback movie, and all of a sudden your phone goes off and you check it and you're getting the video of this.
Hold on, which Mr. T is it now? Is it 18? Is it Club LA?
It doesn't even matter. He had a lot of chains on.
Oh my god.
And earrings, but no mohawk. He was trying to do his best Mr. T impression.
Oh my gosh. He said he was bored and she was working. That's what you do. Like, you do dangerous things when you're bored.
But she was working.
Yeah, but he was bored. Got to occupy yourself somehow.
By disturbing her.
That's what you do. I mean, you know, you're bored, man. You know, I'm going to mess with her a little bit without actually messing with her. So, why are we this way? I don't know. This is the way God made us.
Don't blame him.
Well, that's the way he made us. I'm pretty sure he laughs every day at our shenanigans. Every day. He like, yeah, I made this. Yeah, I made this. I did that.
Oh, Lordy. Lordy.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
You have one more bit of Marvel-related news.
Yes, I have one more bit of Marvel news here. And just check it out. Now, in his biggest acknowledgement of the role yet, Oscar Isaac teases his upcoming MCU project, the Disney Plus series Moon Knight, with a new picture. Oscar Isaac gets in the movie Marvel spirit and teases his upcoming role in Moon Knight with a new image. The next few years will see the debuts of even more content for the Marvel Cinematic Universe as franchise continues to expand on streaming. WandaVision and Captain America and the Winter Soldier kick things off this year, and Loki will premiere in just 2 weeks. At the same time, there are several MCU shows currently in various stages of production, including Moon Knight. The series was first announced in D23 in 2019 and is expected to premiere on Disney Plus next year. Last fall, Isaac boarded Moon Knight as a titular vigilante, Mark Spector. Specific plot details for the series are still being kept under wraps, though it seems likely that it will explore Mark's origin story with an eye on connecting him to the broader MCU. Isaac will be joined by Ethan Hawke as Moon Knight's villain. filming on the series began in Budapest earlier this year, and Isaac's impressive training has been revealed in various videos since then. Now Isaac has provided a rather tantalizing tease about his newest role in the picture shared by Marvel Studios' social media account. Isaac poses beneath a wall of Moon Knight comics art. He seems to be taking to the part quite well, as the caption on the post reads, "We are Moon Knight," striking some serious Venom vibes. Yeah, so it's all over social media, and this is the first time outright acknowledging his Moon Knight role, which makes the post even more exciting. Comic book fans will undoubtedly scour the background of Isaac's picture to look for clues about the series itself, though it could just be that the assembled images are more of a general inspiration board. Now, it's already been confirmed that Isaac will don Moon Knight's white suit for the show, and hopefully it will resemble the comics pictures that are behind him in the above shot. So, I know some of us are not familiar with Moon Knight. Are you familiar with Moon Knight?
Who is Moon Knight?
Moon Knight was Marvel's answer to Batman. A lot of people like speculated, but I am blown up. Yeah, he does. He does. But I was always interested in his character. Very unique type character. So I'm gonna give it to you as far as his origin. He's a fictional superhero appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics, created by writer Doug Moeck and artist Don Perlin. Moon Knight has often been compared to DC Comics Batman due to similarities between them. Both are millionaire entrepreneurs that use their wealth to pay for the equipment used by their alter ego to fight crime. They are also expert detectives and even use similar gadgets such as boomerang-like projectiles, batarangs for Batman, moonrangs for Moon Knight. However, there are some major differences between the two, such as the fact that Moon Knight uses multiple identities and has superpowers, although he later lost them. So his team affiliations were the Avengers, the Secret Avengers, West Coast Avengers, the Defenders, Marvel Knights, Heroes for Hire, which is Luke Cage and Iron Fist. His abilities, proficient in martial arts and armed combat, utilizes high-tech equipment, increased strength, speed, and endurance depending on the lunar cycle. So if he has a full moon, he's more likely to whoop your ass.
I'm intrigued. Just right. Because they care about moon cycles.
It does. He does care about moon cycles. Spectre, he's a former CIA operative, mercenary, and boxer and marine. Spectre was approached by the Egyptian moon god, Khonsu, who offered him a second chance at life in exchange for becoming his avatar on Earth. As a result, Spectre was resurrected and given superhuman abilities. Upon his return to the United States, he invested the money that he had accumulated as a mercenary to make a fortune and became the crime fighter Moon Knight. He also created multiple identities, most notably that of millionaire Stephen Grant, to distance himself from his mercenary past, and of taxi cab driver Jake Lockley to remain in contact with the street and criminal element. So yeah, compared to his, superpowers. So gained superhuman strength as a result of visitation by the Egyptian moon god. And the fuller the moon, the more strength Moon Knight derives from it. Even during a new moon, he can lift several hundred pounds. It's not known how much of his strength is mystical and how much is simply the result of self-hypnosis due to his psychological instability, because he actually does have that. He's a very unique character, Detroit.
I just know I've seen him before and I always thought, oh my God, why does it look like the Great Value version of Batman?
Oh my gosh. And I can guarantee you he is not the Great Value version of Batman.
Now I know more about him, but that's what he looked like. He looked like the Great Value version of Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, this one has superpowers and he has several identities and he has psychological breaks as well. Batman doesn't have psychological breaks or superpowers.
Or
multiple identities. Well, he does have a couple identities. Bruce Wayne matches Malone. Those are ones that comes to mind, but Moon Knight has several. And I know you like the lunar cycle and all that good stuff.
I do. That was my favorite part.
So you are already intrigued. And I like the fact that Marvel is pulling some of these lesser known Marvel characters and put them in the forefront.
Yes, and then they're still working on making sure that they tie the story in to the greater stories because then it doesn't feel like it's super, super random and people will continue to buy in.
Exactly. You see that, DC? You see how they do that? You know, you don't always have to go to the well of Superman and Batman all the freaking time. But you know what?
That's but my don't rant. You? Every time?
They do all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a Batman fan. I don't get it twisted here. And I will watch The Batman. But all I'm saying is there's other characters out there. There's Stargirl. You can have
there's no other characters.
Apparently not. I'm very surprised at Black Adam being a movie. I'm very surprised.
And that they saw that because Dwayne Johnson got so excited about it and got involved in the conversation. And they were like, yeah, we can't throw away the rock bag.
We can't throw away the rock bag. And like, we didn't really want Black Adam, but let's give it to him anyway because Dwayne wants it. That basically, I'm pretty sure that how that meeting went down.
Mio38 said that the biggest difference between the two is that Moon Knight ain't scared to kill.
No, he's not. He's not. He will wax you.
I like it.
He will put you down. He has no qualms about that. He has more. I mean, he has a moral compass, but when it comes to, say, if the Joker was in Moon Knight's world, Joker would have been dead years ago. Years ago, no questions asked. Oh, you made people laugh to death. Yes, I'm gonna slice your throat.
You made people laugh to death. I'm gonna slice your throat.
Yeah, you know that what Joker does? He give them laughing gas. They laugh so hard, they face.
I know,
fixed.
But it was the way that you said.
My apologies.
Oh, you make people laugh to death. I'm gonna slice your throat. Like what?
I mean, there's other ways to say it, man. It's a miracle, like how Joker survived this entire time in the DC universe. It really do. Like, nobody broke their moral compass. Well, of course, they got an Injustice animated series coming. Animated movie coming. So, you get to see the mental breakdown of Superman. You definitely get to see that. So, I did an article yesterday, which will be in the June edition of Orange Phoenix Magazine. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/OrangePhoenix to subscribe.
It's June already?
Yeah, next week it will be. I tell you what, though. I did an article on Jupiter's Legacy and Invincible. Mm-hmm. Which one is better, and also who will win in a battle between a Utopian and Omni-Man? And I'm not going to tell you the results. You're going to have to read the article to see. Our Ghost Rider turned in his article as well. The main storyline is Castlevania, the final season. It is written by one of our good writers, Thread Madnet Cosplay. Now, Thread has been in our movie nights, and especially when we watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, she was the one that was doing the Japanese interpretations because she's been to Japan. And she does the Japanese interpretation section in our magazine, as well as trip tips and cosplay tips in our magazine as well. Ghost Rider equals Master of 3278.
He's ridiculous.
They're running jokes, man. I'm just telling you.
He is so ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
He would be terrible as an actual Ghost Rider.
Man, we should just change the name to Clubber Lang, man, since you're rocking the rocking the hit rings, man. Oh man.
Goodness.
I pity the fool. I pity.
Is this what we're doing?
That is exactly what we're doing, Detroit. That's exactly what we're doing.
I had to remember. It is a Friday. So
let me tell you. I'm going to have to post this on YouTube. I saved the video last night. I got to rewatch it again. But I broke down and I bought Call of Duty Black Ops, Cold War. And the only reason I got it was because of John McClane from Die Hard and John Rambo from Rambo. You can actually play as those characters in multiplayer and in Warzone. And they played all this 80s music. And I'm going to tell you right now, I played Nuketown 84.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Hardcore Team Deathmatch. And I went on a tear with John McClane. A straight up tear. I was a terror on that map. And I got the video. I'm going to post it on YouTube. And I'm gonna share it with the Geek Corner because I went in. I was zoning out. I don't know what it was. Everything must have been dark around me, and I just had tunnel vision. But nobody was surviving in front of me. Nobody. And then at the end of the round, he says yippee-ki-yay. At the end of the round, he said yippee-ki-yay, just like the movie. And I was so happy about that.
Well, I said, well, that makes it all worth it.
That makes it all worth it. All worth it. But now to rewind a little bit, Detroit Blue, I legitimately have Life with Louie. Would you like to borrow it?
If you actually have it and you're not trying to slip in some movie that I don't want to watch to try to fool me, then yes.
See,
it's also going to in turn make me want to watch Bobby's World.
Bobby's World is actually on. I know I saw it somewhere. I think it was on Amazon Prime.
B-Seats asked if you were going to the Southeast Game Exchange.
What date is that? What date is the Southeast Game Exchange? It's in July because it depends on when in July. Maybe it's on Hulu. 10th and 11th. I got to check my schedule there. Is it in Columbia or where it's going to be?
Greenville.
Oh, your birthday weekend. Oh, awesome. It's on your birthday weekend. Oh, it's in Greenville. If I am not doing anything on those dates, I will be there for the Southeast Game Exchange.
Bobby's World is on Prime Video.
Ha ha! There you go. And I already know what you're going to be doing for the rest of the day.
Oh, Rob is in Vegas.
Rob is in Vegas. All right. First of all, it can't be Vegas without you. You got to wear like some Frank Sinatra attire. You got to wear some attire.
Is that how you go to Vegas?
That's how I go to. Okay. You know
go
what?
To Vegas in suit.
So, I had a friend. His name was Jared Cruiser.
I know you didn't Jared answer yes or no, but okay.
I don't really go in suits like that, but.
But that's
he
what
really
to
he really
Rob
inspired
to do.
Me. I'm encouraging him to get the Rat Pack attire, man. I encourage him. And
I love Bobby Darin, completely random.
Oh, okay. Also, BC's ever seen Fear and Loathing Las
Fear
Vegas?
Fear and Loathing in Vegas.
I don't think I have. Matter of fact, I got to put Who Framed Roger Rabbit on the wheel for the Geek Corner. Thank you for telling me that, Detroit Blue. I'm gonna have to put it in.
I'm good, Rob. I'm good. I'm glad that you're enjoying Vegas. Turn up a little bit. Bet on black. And have some chicken and waffles.
Get some chicken and waffles. You got to do it. So, so when I was in Texas, I was in northern Texas. So, right at the Oklahoma like border. Because they had a casino there. Like, somewhere off in the distance. Mm-hmm. And I had a good friend by the name of Jared Cruiser. And I said, hey, man, we're going to the casino, man. You down? And this dude is like one of the most coolest dudes I've ever met in my life. But he came down in Rat Pack attire. He had the hat and everything. I'm like, bro, you are dressing the part. This dude has style. This Jared has some style. So me and him went to the casino and we gambled, man. You know, got a couple of dollars and we walked back in like ballers. And he always gave off. Anytime I think about Vegas, I think about any casino, Jared Cruiser always comes to mind. Shout out to Cruiser, man. I think he's a pilot now. He actually got his pilot's license, and he just flies around. I think him and his girlfriend or fiance, yeah. So they just fly the planes.
He saw Darth Vader and Yoda out there, and it scared him at first.
Look, you got to pay for the Star Destroyer and the Death Star somehow. Like, the bills is not going to pay itself. Like, you have any idea the electric bill on the Death Star or the Star Destroyer or any of the Imperial ships? It's astronomical. It's crazy.
All I'm thinking is that I expect the next time you mention that you went out to Vegas is that you wore your Rat Pack attire.
Okay, first of all, I do not have Rat Pack attire, although I would love to do that.
That sounds like what some of your AMC earnings is going towards.
Probably. I'm probably do that. The guy who voiced Bowser is going to be there. Oh, okay. That's awesome. I might check out the Game Exchange.
So now y'all are all going to the Game Exchange?
Hey, man, listen. Geek Corner field trip.
I was saying, you know that Rachel loves nothing more than the idea of a Orange Phoenix Geek Corner field trip.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, anytime we talk about going somewhere, I'm looking for Rachel Lowe to just bust out and scream, Geek Corner field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? There she goes. There she goes. I already see it in the chat. I'm depending on her to do it. I'm depending on her to do that. But yeah.
With her
I
adorable
do have...
little boy.
She does.
It's an adorable little boy.
But it's scary. Her voice is adorable, but it's scary at the same time.
Why is it scary?
Because if you get on her bad side and she used that same voice to cuss you out, it's very scary because, like, oh, how can so much danger come out of that person's mouth? Like, just.
It's that Afro Latina in her.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah. I never seen it in that guy's, and that probably would never happen anyway, but I'm just saying. Anybody that is very soft spoken like that, you ever seen Police Academy?
See, that's Matt J. Literally.
Like Police Academy. Like Police Academy. I'm just saying, man. Like, you know, when she had the megaphone, she's like, okay, all right, can you sit down, get down? All right, you spazzoids, get down from the bus. And I'm like, oh. When I get on the bus. Police Academy is also on the wheel. It is. Police Academy is on the wheel. Tackleberry is probably like one of my favorite ones, though. His obsession with guns, man. Tackleberry's hilarious to me. But yeah.
You appreciate his obsession with guns.
Yes. Yes. And he's so over the top. So over the top. But it's the old thing. Yeah, the movie is. It's all like goofball type humor, and whatever the case may be. But yes, I will let you borrow a Life of Louie. But first, what I will do, I will take it out the plastic, and let me double check, make sure all the Life of Louie stuff is on there.
I'm concerned about you taking it out the plastic now.
What do you mean? Which
I feel like that opens it up for you to change it to something else.
I'm not gonna do anything to it, Detroit. I'm not that petty. I'm petty, but not that petty. Ross said Life of Louie is very underrated. Very.
It is.
Underrated. Absolutely. Just like C-Bear and Jamal. Underrated.
No.
With Tony Lott.
Not the same.
C-Bear and Jamal. No. You just ain't gonna. Mm-mm. Just gonna hate on C-Bear and Jamal. That's not what hot the street.
At all.
Wow. That's what we do.
That's not the same.
So,
not Wayne Head.
Oh, Wayne Head.
Not Wayne Head.
who would want a bear that sounds like Tony?
Wasn't he voiced by Tone Loc?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have brothers on, sir.
What is happening here?
Oh, my brother. You know what? Now that I think about it, speaking of Tone Loc, I got Surf Ninjas on the wheel too as well. Yeah.
But is Ace Ventura on there?
Yes.
I was like, because Tone Loc has a very underrated career.
He does. He does. I remember him for C-Bear and Jamal, Ace Ventura, and Surf Ninjas. Because his land, you know, his that one tagline. You know, brothers don't surf. You know, he just does that. But yet he was surfing. But okay, yeah, that's what we're doing. C-Bear and Jamal. I gotta find that now. I might slide that in the Life of Louie box.
Like, what is he doing? He also was in Bebe's Kids and Blank Check and Fern Gully.
Oh, Blank Check. Yeah, that's right. What was he in Blank Check?
Was
he
the
cop?
Movie Heat?
He was in Heat?
He was in the movie Heat.
Wow. What role was he in Blank Check?
Tone Loc's career is crazy. Hold on. He's a voice in Titan AE.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that. Which at first I really thought Titan AE was an anime, but I was thoroughly disappointed.
He was Juice in Blank Check.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Poetic Justice. Frangali, Bebe's Kids. Yes. Ninjas. Yes.
You the baby.
The show Rock.
Some of the series?
Uh-huh.
Dang. Man, he's been in so much stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Tone Loc is underrated. And I don't know how we got, because rabbit hole. Don't know how we got here. Mm. But Tone Loc, like, there needs to be like a Tone Loc respect that. He was also in Dangerous Minds.
Yes, I do remember that too. Dang, now that you keep saying this, I'm like, oh yeah, he was in this, and this.
Yeah. Yep.
Holy
yep.
crap. Yep. Now, if I find C-Bear and Jamal, I might slide that in the Life with Louis box.
It looks like Tone Loc's most recent credits were 2014. Oh, there's something else that he's going to be in that's in post-production right now.
Mm-hmm.
So see? It looks like he may have taken like a 7-year hiatus and he's coming back.
He say, I'm back, baby. Yeah, you know.
He was also a bouncer on an episode of King of the Hill.
Yeah, I think
according
so.
To IMDb, yeah.
Actually, King of the Hill has some awesome voices come in as guest stars. Like I do believe, yeah. I think maybe a lot of the earlier seasons of King of the Hill, which I really do love King of the Hill. I don't know why. I just
hold on. Random sleeper that people didn't realize is that Frasier used to actually have some really good celebrities periodically be the call-in.
Yeah. Huh. Frasier. Frasier. I will give you. I will let you borrow a Life with Louis. Trust me. I will. Oh, I will.
You're gonna trick me.
No, I won't. No, I'll tell you what. So, I mean, Queen's coming down. I'm gonna send it by her and let you bark. You have plenty of time. You have plenty of time to watch it. I entrusted with you. I mean, hell, you did give me the raspberry after all. It's the least I can do is let you bar Life with Louis and see, because I saw you lit up. I heard you lit up when you said, and I said, Life with Louis. Look, Life with Louis.
Because mm-hmm. Life with Louis was good.
Yeah, it was.
But, what are you Twitch streaming tonight?
No, I am not Twitch streaming. I Twitch streamed last night. So next time I will be Twitch streaming is on Monday. It will be Monday. Speaking of plastic, I had Area 88 and I took the plastic off of it finally.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, how the box looks. It got a DVD here and it got this other box right next to it. It makes you think that it's like this booklet or some kind of special thing that's beside this DVD. So in front of Queen, because I was on a video call with her, I took the plastic off and I took the box out. And what was on this box? Nothing but emptiness. Like, I was dumbfounded for at least 30 seconds. I was like, hold up, where is the rest of this? I thought there's supposed to be a book or something. The DVD is there. The DVD is there intact. But what was in there beside it was just Gee Whiz type of side art. And that was it. And I'm like, man, this is trash. The show itself is not trash. If you never heard of Area 88, if you love jets, if you love airplanes, you love pilots, an anime, this is a very, very good anime. It's about this commercial pilot, or I think he's a commercial pilot. He was drinking with his buddy. Next thing you know it, he got drugged and he woke up on this island. And on this island, you have pilots from all over the world, like from the US, from China, from Japan, from Germany, from Russia, whatever. And they do these missions. And in order for you to get off this island, you have to buy your way out. So each kill you get in the air fighting, I think it's like terrorists and other stuff that threaten the world. So all these pilots unite. But basically, the more kills you have in the air, the more money you make. But the thing is, sometimes your plane has to get fixed. So you pay for your jet fuel, you pay for your parts, whatever that needs to be replaced, like the mechanics that there. So if you make 10 grand, at least a chunk of that is going towards repairs. So it's not just this easy peasy thing where I want to just buy my way off the island, because it's a certain fee that you have to pay to go back home. And the pilot is in this situation. He's one of the best pilots out there. And there's different type of jets. F-14s, there's Harriers, there's all kind of things out there. So it's really, really good. And there's this photographer that comes to take pictures and want to just explore these pilots. But oh yeah, you got to pay for food too, room and board and all that. So it sucks. Sucks. Unless you like flying and you know all that. And there's no guarantee you're gonna come back neither, because you fighting several planes. I mean, you traveling in units and stuff like that. You got your wingman and all that other stuff, but everybody's trying to make their own money. They're trying to make a dollar so they can buy their way out.
When's the new Top Gun coming out?
It is this year. I think it is November. I'm not 100% sure. Rob says never. It is never coming out. It's never coming out.
Top Gun 2. Were talking about flying, so I was just curious. It just popped in my head.
I know
we talked about it before, but I just don't remember.
Now, it said the initial release date is July 2nd, 2021, but that's Israel. But I don't know. Let's see. I'm looking. November 19th, 2021.
Okay.
It has a $152 million budget. And it has Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, Jennifer Connelly, Monica Barbaro, John Hamm, Glenn Powell, Lewis Pullman, Ed Harris, and Val Kilmer. So, yeah. I think Val Kilmer, Iceman, is going to die in this movie. That's my theory.
That's aggressive.
I think he will, man. I mean, because in the trailer, there's somebody, they had somebody's funeral.
And my only dies.
Yeah, so that gives you the idea that okay, somebody died at this point, and it was somebody that was a naval pilot, a naval aviator. So at this point, I'm guessing it has to be Iceman, because Val Kilmer looks kind of rough in real life. I'm just not to sound crass or nothing like that, but he does. He got fat. I don't know, he had some stuff going on, not making light of his situation at all, but I'm guessing due to his health or whatever, I want to say this, it will probably be him, or it probably be one of the young pilots that Maverick is teaching, because Iceman won the competition in Top Gun, the first one. It wasn't Maverick. That's how you get them. They're like, who won Top Gun? It was like Maverick did. Lies. Iceman won, because he was cold as ice.
So the magazine comes out next week, and how do they get it?
Yes, so the magazine comes out next week, and you can get it on patreon.com/orangephoenix. Also, follow our Twitch stream channel. All you got to do is go to www.twitch.tv/orangephoenixtv. Join our Facebook community page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner, because we already got a date set for our next movie night, which is Angels in the Outfield, which is the first Wednesday of June. So we're definitely going to be watching Angels in the Outfield. Do not forget to follow our Instagram page at Orange Phoenix Media as well. Am I missing anything? Detroit Blue.
No T-Public sales?
Currently, no T-Public sales, but whenever those sales will come out, we will put that out there for the Geek Corner to see. And I will show you guys that Call of Duty Rampage I went on. Yeah, it was glorious. Destroying small countries, as Queen would say.
Right. That's all it is.
What? No, nothing got... Yeah, stuff got blown up. Yeah, that... But it's not small countries type of explosions. It just... Some people need a grenade stick to them and blow up. Especially the campers. That's so much pleasure, taking out the campers. I saw one last night that had a bazooka. He just was in the window just shooting rockets. That's all he was doing, because he know he's going to get instant kills because of it. Nah. I killed him in the corner, and I killed the other dude in the corner. He stared at me for 2 seconds. Like, wait, is that my teammate? No, that's not my teammate. I am not your teammate. And kill confirmed. That's how it was.
Terrible.
That's how it was. You're
so proud.
Yippee ki yay. It's John McClane. And also one more thing, Nakatomi Plaza is on Warzone map. The skyscraper that was on the first Die Hard movie is in the that Warzone map.
But did you go?
Oh, that's the first thing I did. In Warzone, that's the first thing I did. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Nakatomi, which is always littered with people. So your survival rate is minimal at best.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. I already know what Detroit Blue is going to do because she's going to be watching Bobby's World this entire, for the rest of the day. Now, just go ahead and put that out there.
I gotta run out the house. I gotta run a couple errands, but then the holiday weekend is usually weekend for rest. And Bobby's World will be playing while I'm chilling.
See? And I don't have to do anything today. I already got my clothes washed, I already got the food straight. I am good. I don't have to do anything but just sit and chill and possibly take a nap and just enjoy the Memorial Day weekend, just like the Geek Corner is gonna enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. You guys stay safe out there. Till next time, see you guys Monday. Peace.
Holla. And I'm putting on a hoodie today.
But why?
Because it's cold.
Hmm.